Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Shockingly, just shocking.
Okay.
This report out of Reuters, so mainstream media, okay? Reuters reporting. This is Reuters out of Jerusalem. Joe Biden greenlit the attack by Iran on Israel. Greenlit the attack. Yeah, go ahead, hit him. Wait, what? Here it is. Reuters, so mainstream media. They did it via Turkey. What they did, according to the Jerusalem Post and this Reuters article, they let Iran know that they would support Iran hitting Israel as long as the attack was, quote, within certain limits, unquote. The U.S. conveyed to Iran via Ankara that its operation must be within certain limits, quote, unquote. So here we have, for whatever reason, Reuters Israel throwing Joe Biden under the bus, throwing the administration under the bus. Am I surprised by this? No, not at all. No, no. And because we've been documenting on this show, not only does Joe Biden not support Israel, going all the way back to the $1.7 billion, with a B, billion dollars in unmarked currency on pallets of cash sent to Iran by the Biden-Obama administration to help them build their nuclear program. They have been building toward the day they could successfully help Iran attack Israel, and they thought they wouldn't get caught. Everything they do is about funding that nuclear program and making sure that Iran can get the missiles it needs to hit Israel and start a war in the Middle East. You cannot conclude anything else looking at their actions. We're going to go through those today because they're shocking. The article, if you want to look it up and see what treason in real time looks like. Iran informed Turkey in advance of its operations against Israel. Kind of a real mundane sounding article. But you read about halfway through and your jaw drops. Iran informed Turkey in advance of its operation against Israel. If you want to read the article, I've posted it several times on my Twitter feed. Twitter is going wild over this. It is trending again and again. So I don't know that the mainstream media is going to be able to avoid it. People are going to know. I don't think they meant to get caught. I think they tried to backdoor it. I think they tried to play both sides. And I think ultimately, Joe Biden, when it comes down to it, his administration supports Iran in the idea of an attack on Israel. And all the rest is just window dressing. But it is shocking. It is absolutely shocking that, Lee, as Joe Biden was telling Americans he backed Israel, his administration was secretly giving Iran permission to attack Israel. And you want to go worse. Joe Biden then orders more troops into the Middle Eastern war zone he has just created by giving Iran permission for limited attacks on Israel, according to Reuters. It'd be really interesting to see how does the mainstream media deal with this. How does the American media deal with this? They just black this out and pretend Reuters didn't report it. Will Reuters report it here too? We're going to pretend this isn't going on? And look, you can see the steps headed up to this. Biden, we have the October 7th attack. We know Iran did that. We know that from the Washington Post. We know it from the Wall Street Journal. They armed, trained, provided logistical support. October 7th was their attack. They used Hamas as a proxy. They slaughtered 1,200 innocent Jewish men, women, and children. Women were raped, to death while being stabbed. That's a rant. So when you hear that kind of thing, what do you do? Well, if you're Joe Biden, you go, you know what? We like that. We'd like some more of that. And as you're in the air flying to Iran, I will never forget this for the rest of my life. I have never seen a thing like it. You're in the air flying to Iran. You're Joe Biden to give them comfort or whatever. You announce to reward Iran, because that's what it was. You're going to let the missile sanctions expire. In other words, you're going to allow the UN missile sanctions to expire. You're going to let Iran purchase and possess a missile legally without any repercussions. After October 7th, when they've shown they're already willing to use a proxy to hit Israel and commit genocide, you're like, yeah, we love that. Here, you want a missile? Oh, would you like two? Here, have some missiles. Yeah, do it again. It couldn't have been any clearer, but to make sure they can afford them, again, Joe Biden, since 9/11, just this past fall, has released to Iran $16 billion, $6 billion on 9/11 to go ahead and good and support terror. And then after October 7th, loving clearly what they've seen, they give Iran an additional $10 billion. There is no other way that Iran is taking any of this than a go get him attaboy. Yeah. We love October 7th. Could you do that again? Here, have some money. As the Biden administration tries to put a face on this of, oh, we support Israel. They do not. They do not. I mean, again, Biden allowed the UN sanctions on Iran's drones and ballistic missiles to expire less than 6 months ago.
Yeah.
So they can legally possess and purchase the missiles that you saw. They are the architects of this attack and have been since the time they were sending pallets of cash down those runways. And remember, they originally told Congress, first they lied to Congress, Obama did, said, no, we didn't give them any money. Then they said, well, it was $400 million. Well, it was $1.7 billion. So they lied again to Congress. All of it in this obsession with a nuclear-armed Iran. It's absolute obsession. It is evil. It is, there are no words for it. But then when you consider, as part of his war theater, because this is all theater at this point, this is why you cannot join the military under this man. You cannot do it. You are cannon fodder. You are decorative cannon fodder. Because over the weekend, headline, UK Daily Mail, US moves more forces into Middle East to prepare for imminent Iranian strike on Israel. Pentagon sends aircraft carrier that can intercept missiles to the Red Sea in warning to Tehran. Okay, so what do? We greenlight the attack, and then we send our troops smack into the middle of it. Now, thankfully, it went really well. We helped Israel intercept the missiles we told Iran to send. This is schizoid. This is bizarre. This is an America that is a danger to the world. This is a president who appears, Lee, to want World War III, or his staff does, and they're trying to figure out how to get it done.
Isn't this exactly what they said about Donald Trump when he was coming into office? Isn't that? What do I always say, Tara? Whatever it is they accuse you of is what they themselves are doing, and look at this administration now.
He's okay. Going to start World War III, they said. What I guess they meant was, we would like to start World War III. If you were trying to start World War III in the Middle East, earnestly trying, you would have done nothing different than they have done. This is not weakness. This is not confusion. This is not a misunderstanding. This isn't Joe doesn't know how to run things. Joe knows damn well how to run things. So does his administration. They are highly effective in completely evil, and they have very effectively gotten what they wanted that first strike. This is historic. A strike on Iran. This is the product of almost 20... I'm sorry. Yeah, talk on Israel. This is the product, going all the way back to Barack Obama, of pallets of cash and aid and an Iranian nuclear program designed to help Iran to get the nuke. Now, there's a lot of good news here today. Iran just can't shoot straight. A lot was revealed in this attack that we can stop them if we choose to, I guess when we're not greenlighting them and paying for their programs. But this just, they're just trying to get into a war, and that's what they want to do. This is, as you were saying, Lee, I have this clip. This is Joe Biden from 2020. Wow. When you listen to it now. And, hit this. Here we go.
I said, as the walls close in on this man, I'm worried he's going to get us to war in Iran. Unfortunately, I may have been right. The fact of the matter is, there's a lot at stake in this election.
He's describing his current situation. As the walls close in on this man, he's going to get us to war in Iran. That's exactly what he's doing.
Well, that's what's happening to Joe. The walls are closing in. The polls are turning against him. And he's trying, well, I'm not so sure he's actually trying to start a war with Iran. There is so much weird about this whole situation. I mean, there's plenty of details militarily that some stuff just doesn't add up.
Yeah, I think it doesn't add up because I think he's playing both sides. And I think that's the goal. I think they wanted a strike. The good news here is this, from my perspective, since Iran has been real clear, they want to take the money that Obama and Biden gave them and hit us too. I mean, that couldn't have been clearer. Israel is now totally justified to take out whatever nukes Iran has. I mean, we were told months ago that months from now, Iran will have nukes. And that was the dangerous part of Biden greenlighting the missile to deliver them on. So my hope is that Israel takes this opening and just goes ahead and destroys the nukes before Obama and Biden and Iran can get any further with any of this. But we got to get this administration out. I mean, we're literally looking at World War III, both in Ukraine with U.S. troops on the ground, led by NATO, which they're drilling for right now. Americans don't understand that. We had news on that over the weekend. And if they can't get into a war there, then they're looking at maybe something in the Middle East. They want to get into a war clearly for some reason. What that is, I can't tell you. I can only tell you what they do, the concrete steps that make it very clear they're trying to get into a war. The left is determined to do it. You elect Joe Biden, we will be in World War III. The only question is the theater. We don't have a lot of time to stop these people. They are not right in the head. They are completely insane. All right. So much news today. Where to even begin? Trump goes to trial, folks. This is their big play. Will it work? All that up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Serious question this morning. Is the Biden regime trying to get us into World War III on purpose? Did you look what they're doing in Ukraine? Look what you're doing in Israel, where we're learning this morning. According to Reuters, Joe Biden's administration greenlit the attack on Israel by Iran. Told Iran, yeah, hey, go for it. Yeah, go ahead. No, thumbs up. No, just it's got to be limited. Can't kill too many people. But yeah, no, other than that, it's good. And then moved more troops into the war zone they just greenlit. That's why I keep saying you cannot serve in this military under Joe Biden. You cannot do it. Do not let anyone you love do it. I feel for you if you want to serve your country. My husband did. It's one of the things I loved about him as a Marine. You'd have to be insane to serve under this lunatic. You are decorative cannon fodder for a guy who may or may not be on America's side at any given moment or the enemy's. And it's where we are this morning. There's no other way to recover from the shock of this. I don't know if the mainstream media is going to try to ignore it, bury it, black it out, if they'll take it head on, especially since it's Reuters reporting Joe Biden greenlit this attack on Israel. All while telling the American people he backed Israel. his administration was secretly giving Iran permission to attack Israel. Had to be, quote, within certain limits. He's done this before. This is not new. This is how he got Russia to attack Ukraine. He did two things. Remember, we had sanctions. We had sanctions that said if Russia attacked, we would sanction the Nord. Right? Joe Biden went personally to the Senate to lobby against those sanctions to make sure Russia would not suffer repercussions for attacking Ukraine. Then he turned around and greenlit the attack on Ukraine. He did. Here's Joe Biden doing just that.
Russia will be held accountable if it invades. And it depends on what it does. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion and then we end up having to fight about what to do and not do, et cetera. My guess is he will move in. He has to do something.
That statement from him led to the invasion of Ukraine by Russia, which he wanted. They want. This is the other way they're trying to get into World War III. Trying to figure out how to do it. I don't know why they want to do it, but they want to do it. Here's CNN, y'all. So I'm using only mainstream media sources this morning. Here's CNN, y'all, at the time reacting. They're talking to a correspondent in Ukraine who is literally shocked, as are Ukrainian officials, as they watch Joe Biden green light the Russian attack. This is the same thing he just did with Iran, green lighting the attack on Russia, on Israel, and pretending, I guess, figured nobody would find out.
Ukrainian officials reacted with shock with what President Biden said when he talked about a minor incursion might be a different situation. CNN reporter Matthew Chance is on the ground in Kyiv. And Matthew, it's been so interesting to hear from you in real time, the Ukrainian reaction.
Yeah, absolutely, John. Look, I mean, as soon as President Biden made that distinction between a minor incursion and a full invasion and suggested that a minor action by the Russian military, an incursion into Ukraine, would elicit a lesser response in terms of sanctions than a full invasion. I mean, my telephone just lit up with people, texting me, Ukrainian officials saying, they were shocked and stunned by what they heard. Usually, remember, U.S. officials talk about the crushing sanctions.
Yeah, so that is the reaction on CNN. Ukrainian officials shocked that Joe Biden greenlit the Russian invasion, why they wanted it. And they want this too. And the wording is eerily similar. U.S., according to Reuters, on Sunday, the U.S. conveyed to Iran via Turkey, because you can't, put out a press release, the U.S. conveyed to Iran via Turkey that its operation must be within certain limits. In other words, it could hit Israel. Just don't go too far. And then we go over there. We send our troops into the war zone at total risk into the middle of the mess. Joe Biden has deliberately created for some reason. You tell me, why do they want World War III? They want it. And they intercept the missiles they have just told Iran to send. It's treason. I don't know. I mean, I don't even know. And this is from the guy who just last week refused to condemn people quoting Khomeini in the streets of Dearborn who chanted death to America. Biden wouldn't condemn it. His spokeshack did, Karine Jean-Pierre, not even on his behalf. She said, well, you've got me. I'll say it. He wouldn't. Wouldn't do it last week. And then we find out over the weekend he's greenlighting attacks on Israel while telling the American people that he supports Israel. This is incredible. This is not a country, at least not a country, America, under the Democrats that needs to be a leader in the world or involved in the world. It is too dangerous for the world, for America to be involved. This is shocking stuff. So you tell me, why do this? Texter writes, I think you misunderstood during Joe. I think you misunderstood Joe during his mumbling. He said he would stab them in the back, not back them. Another texter writes, they want World War III because it's perfect cover for the dollar's collapse. Everything is planned to bring about the World Economic Forum's 2030 agenda. Well, here's what I know. I don't know why they want war, but they want it. This was historic. It wasn't very successful, and that's what's good. We're learning that Iran's capabilities are maybe not what Biden had hoped or what he and Obama had built with billions of dollars of cash that they've given Iran. But what we've learned here is they do want a war between Iran and Russia. I'm sorry, a war between Iran and Israel. And we got it. We got a historic first direct strike. Again, the Obama regime has worked for this since they took office. Texter writes, the number one enemy of America is the Democrats. I think so. And I think also that's the number one enemy of Israel as well. Texter writes, they want World War III because it's a moneymaker. It stimulates the economy. Yeah, and I think when you look at the number two biggest donors to Washington politicians, it's military industrial complex. They want that. It's good for them going into the election. Texter writes, Tara, we will be bombarded by politicians screaming we must give even more money to Israel. They were trip over themselves to vote for a package that conveniently bundles more Ukraine spending and probably LGBTQ funding with Johnson's guidance. Another texter writes, President Biden has the nerve to call Israel and ask them, demand from them a diplomatic resolution after the first time in Israel's history, Iran attacked Israel with missiles. A damn diplomatic resolution. Unbelievable. Thank you, President Obama. And again, it's worse. I can't imagine what they're saying inside Israel as they are reading this Reuters article and learning Joe Biden greenlit the attack on Israel. That wasn't supposed to get out. So knowing that, Trump's words this weekend were absolutely prescient. He's right. We don't have a lot of time. These people are going to get us into World War III in one of those two theaters.
What's going on with Israel, October 7th, and what's going on with Israel could end up in a world war. We have a president that can't put two sentences together. We have a president that can't find the stairs off a stage. We have a president that doesn't know what the hell he's doing. And we could end up in a world war. You know, we have just a little bit less than 7 months now, months before November 5th. But that's an eternity when people are incompetent.
Republican Senator Tim Scott from our state of South Carolina demanding that Joe Biden stop funding Iran. Just finally stop funding Iran. Stop it. Stop with the pallets of cash that you and Barack Obama sent. Stop with the $6 billion. Stop with the $10 billion, which they're still drawing down on. And stop with $100 billion in sanctions relief. I bet he won't do it. I bet he's going to continue funding both sides. Folks, this is going to be maddening. Now I'm going to tell you he's going to do it. He's going to fund both sides. We're going to watch this all week, and there's going to be all kinds of speechifying from the Republicans and some of the Democrats who support Iran. And they say, oh, we got to send money, print the money. Send it over there to Israel. Send it. And you'll watch them this week. They'll put together a package. They'll act all patriotic and all. It'll be a crock, but they'll act it. And they'll send the money over to Israel. While at the same time, Joe Biden continues to fund Iran. This would be like, remember the invasion of Normandy? This would be like Normandy. We'd go up there, put all the money into the troops, spend the time training them, send them up there to die. And then as they invade, call up Hitler. Excuse me. Hey, yeah, we kind of kicked your butt at Normandy. Yeah, that's not fair though. Can we send you some money? We'd like to send you some tax money. Yeah, buy some more bullets to shoot at our troops. And whatever you want to do with it, it doesn't matter. It'll be good. Get some howitzers. Yeah, no, pick them up. Pick it. Would you want some? We'll send you some howitzers. Yeah, because we just want to make it fair. This is what happens now in America. Folks, I've been telling you this for months. If you are so fortunate, so lucky as to become a named enemy of our country, you have hit the jackpot, my friend. You are getting the money. And so is the other people. So we're going to have security theater all week long. We're going to print some money because we don't actually have this money. We're going to print it and borrow it from our kids, and we're going to give it to Israel as Joe Biden greenlights an attack by Iran and pays for the whole thing. It's pure evil. It's pure evil. Our country under the swamp, our country under Joe Biden does not need to lead the world anymore. It is too damn dangerous. Somebody else needs to step up. I never thought I'd say that. Let me walk you through how we got here. Funding both sides of this. Actually, we're really funding Iran more than Israel at this point. But, you know, that could change this week. 9/11 rolls around. They wait to 9/11 because they want to good and slap victims of Islamic terror who are American across the face. And the Biden administration announces it's releasing $6 billion in funds to the world's number one state sponsor of terror, Iran. They say, oh, don't worry, though. It'll be used for humanitarian blah, blah. Oh, cool. Who is going to withdraw? Who's going to draw down on that money then? Oh, the Iranian regime. Good. We can totally trust them. Okay. So that happens in September, less than a month later. Right at a month later, after Joe Biden gives them $6 billion, what do? October 7th slaughter of those Jews. Just for being Jewish, women, men, children and families locked in their homes and burned alive. October 7th slaughter. The world is sickened by it. It was genocide. It's a month after Joe Biden gives Iran $6 billion. Now, that'd be the point to go, you know what? Y'all haven't totally drawn down that $6 billion. We're going to take it back. And by the way, we're going to put Trump sanctions on you. No, no. What does Biden do? He rewards the slaughter with $10 billion more. It was sickening. Oh, y'all, $6 billion probably wasn't enough for y'all. Let's give you 10. Now, this is over Congress's objection, because at this point, Congress has already passed legislation saying, no, we're defunding Iran. We're not going to pay Iran to rape and murder more children and women. We're not going to pay Iran for that. But the Senate won't take it up because they're Democrats. So what happens? We release another $10 billion to Iran weeks after October 7th. Iran knows exactly what message Biden is sending. Go get Israel. We are cool with it. Because we know from the Wall Street Journal, we know from the Washington Post, Iran armed, trained, and provided logistics support for that October 7th attack. America knows it, and we gave him $10 billion as a reward. Now, to make sure they good news, yes, hit Israel. Biden is in the air after the October 7th attack. He is flying to Israel. They wait, I think, until Israel can't tell him not to come, and they announce that they're going to let the missile sanctions at the UN expire. We could have re-upped them. What does that mean? Iran, who just slaughtered 1,200 innocent Jewish families and civilians, will be rewarded now by being allowed to purchase and possess the missiles that you saw it use over the weekend. It was a level of sick that there's really not words in the English language to convey. So what did Iran get as a reward for October 7th? They got $10 billion and they got missiles from Joe. If you're Iran, how do you take that? Go get them. Look, Iran's already received the pallets of cash from Obama in non-U.S. currency to build their nuclear program. They know whose side Joe's on. They know whose side Obama's on. It ain't Israel's. It's not America's either, for that matter. They know. They watched last week as Joe Biden couldn't even condemn people using, people shouting death to America in the streets of Dearborn after quoting Khomeini. They know whose side Joe's on. When it comes, they can read the tea leaves here, just like I'm doing. Now, here's the most devastating part. Trump had Iran totally locked down. The mullahs, I think if Trump had gotten a second term, would have been overthrown. People were hungry for food and they were in the streets. And Trump's like, nah, you're not eating until you overthrow the mullahs. Sorry, I hate that for you. Biden lifts the sanctions worth $100 billion a year. Lifts the sanctions. Now, remember, Iran has now has killed five troops, two SEALs and three others that they hit with a drone. Injured over 130 people have catastrophic brain injuries they will not recover from. That is not a headache. That is not a concussion. That is a catastrophic brain injury. What does Joe Biden do? He doesn't put Trump's sanctions back. So what happens? We get hit over 140 times by Iran or its proxies since this fall. And Joe doesn't care how many of us they kill. Joe does not care how many of us get catastrophic brain injuries. He does not care. He's too busy greenlighting the attack on Israel. Biden never reimposed the sanctions, even as Iran moved toward attacking Israel. It openly funded terrorism by the Houthis. In fact, we caught them dead to rights, transferring military hardware to the Houthis. Two Navy SEALs died inspecting that ship. Does Biden put the sanctions back on? No. Why? That would get in Iran's way. How are they going to develop nukes? They need the money. How are they going to hold on to power? They need the money. How are they going to hit Israel? They need the money. So Biden's not going to withdraw the money. You're going to watch this. We are the craziest damn nation on earth. We are going to fund Israel with printed money And Joe Biden is not going to reimpose those sanctions. Joe Biden, not only that, he's going to let them keep to continue to draw down on the $16 billion they need to keep fighting Israel. And then you know what he's going to do? Because this is the greatest act of evil of all. I mean, and it's so hard to pick which one is the most evil that Joe Biden's doing right now. He's going to do all this while sending our troops into harm's way, smack in the middle of Israel and Iran. If you love someone, do not let them join the military. Do not right now. Too dangerous. Headline, UK Daily Mail, U.S. moves more forces in the Middle East to prepare for imminent Iranian strike on Israel. Again, a strike we are finding out from Reuters. Joe Biden green-lighted. Can you imagine being on that ship? You're in the middle of this mess. Thank God it wasn't as bad as we thought. Thank God we were able to stop them. And Joe Biden green-lights the missiles that are flying over your head, figuring he won't get caught, and he puts you in the middle of it. The troops in the middle of, I mean, there's no words. There's just, you can't, I mean, it's just evil. Just pure evil. Oh, yeah. And today marks the first official day of the 2024 presidential campaign. Why? Well, last time it was the pandemic. Fake the deaths, 50% of them. Fake the fear. Wear the mask. Play the play. Wreck Trump's economy. That was the goal. Wreck Trump's economy's most formidable weapon. Win the White House. I can't exactly use a pandemic again this time. And people kind of on to the medical industrial complex now and how they lie. So you need something else. And that something else begins today. This is the Democrats' pandemic of 2024. Lawfare. And they're betting it will work. This is day one of Trump's felony trial. I told you this day would come. A lot of you said, no, he'll beat it. He's not going to trial. Fake news. No, I said, he's going to trial. They're going to try him. They control the calendar. They control everything in these blue districts, and he is. So on trial for 34 felonies today. Trial begins. And look, many legal experts, not just those on the right, have said the case against Trump is weak, and it is. This case is a joke. But it doesn't matter. The fact is Trump will be on trial, charged with 34 dubious felonies by a jury in a deep blue Manhattan, deep blue Manhattan jury will likely find him guilty of something. That's why they needed 34 felonies. You're going to try to get him on one. That's the point. After this trial, if things turn out like Trump's enemies hope, every single Democrat reference to the former president, every political ad, every party utterance will refer to Trump as a convicted felon, Donald Trump. Now, because he doesn't have a record and because these felonies are a joke and don't carry a lot of time, a couple different things could happen. He could be a convicted felon but not do any prison time. I think they're going to find a way to twist this to get him some prison time before the election or facing facing the prospect of prison time after the election so they could say, oh, hey, he can't even run. I mean, he can't even run a country. He's going to be in a prison cell. That's the stakes. They've obviously got this planned out. It's so absurd. The man behind the case, elected Democrat, District Attorney of Manhattan, Alvin Bragg. For him, the trial's more than a trial. It's a campaign promise kept. The 2021 race for the Democrat nomination for the District Attorney of Manhattan was essentially a bidding contest in which candidates pledged to go after Trump more aggressively than their competitors. So they all ran on, we're going to try Trump, we're going to make up some bogus stuff, we're going to just whatever, we'll put him in a prison cell, we don't like him, so he goes in a prison cell, and it's going to be East Germany. And the Democrats went, yay, East Germany, so much fun! And whoever had the toughest campaign won the right to persecute and prosecute Trump on really nothing. So Bragg won the Democrat nomination, then of course the election in Manhattan, promising to put Trump in prison. He didn't even have to say what for because they didn't care. They want to wreck the country, and this is just part of that. So, and folks, this is a dubious legal strategy, okay? The core crime alleged, falsifying business records, is a misdemeanor. So to turn the misdemeanor into a felony, Bragg had to claim that Trump falsified records in the act of committing another crime, but Bragg has not charged Trump with any other crime. So what is going to happen? And folks, he's going to get convicted, I would predict, on one of these felonies. It'll get overturned eventually, but not in the post-American territory of New York, which is really a kangaroo court. It'll probably get overturned at a higher level, but that won't happen until after the election. So this is a problem. Can the American people see that this is fake? Can they see that it is partisan? Can they see that it comes directly from the Oval Office? I don't know. It's an IQ test. We'll see how the jury in America does.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.